G'day everyone, Rob here, flying solo, flying casual, with a special edition of the Doctor Who Show Presents, thanks to our friends at AM Audio Media. Find them at amaudiomedia.com, and the Drinking in the Park podcast. Find them at neilandjohnny.com. Basically, we got sent an audio file during the past 12 hours to use in our next review show, which will be the review of The Lie of the Land that I'll do with Paul Scoones this weekend. But I knew by the time we set this up a bit and then played it, we'd be adding about 10 minutes to the review show. And I guess if there's one thing you know about our review shows, and this is an idea Dave brought to the table and I wholeheartedly agree to myself, and I know Paul does, and I think a lot of you out there agree too, we try and keep our review episodes to the same length or less than what we've just watched on TV. That just seems to make sense to us. So it was either rush the rest of the show this weekend and squeeze this in, or do the logical thing, given we aren't a TV show or a radio program with a set schedule, and just pop this out as its own little thing and, you know, maybe call it a teaser to the review episode this weekend. It's basically some thoughts on Series 10 so far. Oh yes, and before I forget, I'll finish off this mini-episode with a full version of our Series 10 theme music. You might have heard me give that theme music a ribbing in our first episode of the Series 10 reviews when I said, "Welcome to the Frasier podcast." But it really is a sterling bit of work from George Locke, who also arranged the theme for our monthly episodes that we've been using, gosh, for a couple of years now. And I just didn't know when we'd use this longer version of it. Let's call this our Frasier theme. I didn't know when we'd ever use this in its entirety, because we've stuck to our traditional theme music and voiceover at the end of all the shows. And I was thinking, oh gosh, this might get left by the wayside. So no, I'm going to use this special episode here to play the full version of that jazzy piano version of our theme. So at the end of this episode, you'll hear that in full. Maybe the only time you'll ever hear it in full, so treasure it. Okay, I'm being silly. So without any further ado or blathering from me, let's join DJ Johnny Rock from the Drinking in the Park podcast and Andrew Chalmers, AM Audio Media's Dark Journey Doctor, of course, out on the mean streets of Toronto or Ottawa or somewhere in between. They've reported from so many locations for us over the years. Take it away, fellas.
Hey everybody, it's DJ Johnny Rock here with
Andrew Chalmers, Dark Journey, Doctor Who, AM Audio Media.
Yeah, that's right. We got Canada's two favorite podcasts. I don't really know if we're the favorite podcast in Canada, but I'm going to say that we're the favorite. Because, you know, they're in Australia.
They don't know what's going on.
They do know what's going on. They're laid back. They're very nice people.
Yeah, they are nice people.
They are nice people.
And let's not mention Paul Hogan and the taxes.
No.
Right.
He's a good wrestler.
He is.
Yeah. Hogan.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love his flaxen hair.
Yes, it's very flaxen.
It's very flaxen.
That's very. Are you a writer?
Yeah. Well, no. I've never been accused of that. No.
Anyways, we're here to do a little mini review of Series 10 so far, thus far.
Yep.
That's all right. I don't know. Nobody really asked us to, but I thought that we'd do it anyways. We're outside in our outdoor studio.
Yeah.
Thoughts so far? General thoughts? Just some brief observations, if you have any?
It feels difficult not to come out with cliches, but it is like a reinvention of the show. But that's nothing new to Doctor Who fans, because it reinvents itself all the time. I really like Nardole, but what he is and who he is seems to be a little bit of just, he suits the story.
Yeah, he goes up and down.
And he's Matt Lucas, so yeah. Let's get him in there. I think Bill is phenomenal. Kind of thinking that Chris Chibnall's probably got a problem thinking, should we keep her for the new Doctor?
Right, yeah.
That must be a bit of a problem for him.
It's good to have that continuity, but then again, it would be like probably a year and a half before you'd be rolling again taping, right? So that'd be a big gap.
She's fantastic. So, yeah, all the episodes I've really liked. I think Capaldi's really coming into his own. I think he's gotten there. To me, he sort of channels... He sort of looks like Pertwee and channels Baker, I think, being his own Doctor.
Yeah. He walks like Troughton as well. Have you noticed that? He kind of shuffles along sometimes.
Like a penguin with his ass on fire.
Yeah.
And I'll be very sorry to hear him go. And I'm very curious about the rumors about the Christmas special with the first Doctor.
What's the rumors?
The rumors are that the first Doctor, played by David Bradley, who is going to be appearing in it.
Oh. Okay.
I heard this is...
Was he the guy that was in The Five Doctors?
That's right. Yeah,
the guy
that's
who was
right.
eating sandwiches all the time?
Eating sandwiches and saying, and kindly don't... Call me Doc.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the first Doctor is supposed to be in it.
Yeah. Thoughts and projections for the rest of the series? What do you think? The last episode that we watched.
The Pyramid at the End of the World.
Yeah. Pyramid at the End of the World, yeah.
Yes. Did you see that, Johnny?
Yeah, I saw it. I like it.
I love it. I think it reminds me of... it reminds me a bit of a three-part of a Pertwee.
Yeah, definitely.
It reminds me of a three-part because it is.
Yes.
But it reminds me a bit of a Pertwee with the aliens on Earth and what are they doing and the plan. And I like those monks. I think they're suitably
spooky.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I like those guys, and I like we see a bit more of Nardole and this business with the Doctor. The problem trying to write for a character like the Doctor is. He's more or less invincible. He regenerates, whatever. So you got to have the drama. How do you get the drama in there? And making him sort of blind, I think, is perfect.
Yeah.
Because it brings a sense of...
vulnerability.
Right? Yeah, you know, he's walking close to these things. And so I think that was a really good thing to do. I don't know if they're doing the cliffhangers right, though. Sometimes the cliffhangers don't have the crescendo that they used to during RTD's years.
Musically?
I don't know. It looks, or... Although I'm not really that fond of Capaldi's music. To me, it's too high-pitched.
Yeah. You know, if you were curious about theme tunes or Doctor Who music...
I am.
You know what a good podcast to listen to would be?
I'd love to hear one.
The Doctor Who Show with Rob Irwin, and sometimes with guest hosts.
Right. I'd love to, yeah. Yeah. Now, Rob Irwin, he's...
They've done a musical one, or so I've heard.
But I was watching a musical clip, and Capaldi says, last season, he says, Time Lords take a long time to die. They like to be amongst their own people.
Right, right.
Now, for a start, we know that this has just been made up because... He always dies more or less instantly, and he never dies around other Time Lords.
Yeah.
So I think that's in there significantly. I think, and this is also coupled with a weird expression on Capaldi's face when he's talking about regeneration to Bill. I think he's already injured in some way, and he's already regenerating. I don't know why. I think that's what I think. And what I would say is this. Yeah. I love at the end of Pyramid, the sonic, because I only watched it last night.
Stop apologizing, just say it.
I'm sorry. Is when the monk guy says, "You have your vision, Doctor. Now see ours." So I think that what we're going to see is a reality where the monks have been just accepted as being here with us, and we're reliant on the monks for everything.
Well, there's only one way to answer that. Watch the episode, which probably already aired, because this podcast comes out on Saturday.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. So,
you know, it's kind of a boot.
So all this stuff is we knew this already.
Yeah.
So this guy doesn't.
So these guys don't know what they're talking about, but we do know what we're talking about because we're from the past.
Yeah. In many respects.
Yeah.
Performance, talent.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So
anyway, that's what I think. Yeah.
So there you go, Rob. You're welcome for the audio file you didn't ask for. So there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have our audio file.
Yeah.
It was. I like doing that voice.
They must want to be recorded.
They must want to be recorded, yes. You have your pizza. Now eat ours. You know, and all that high-pitched stuff.
That blouse is $4.79.
Yes.
It's a good price for a blouse.
It is a good... Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Like if they worked in H&M, I'm thinking.
Do you sell elastic bands by the dozen? Now have ours. And all that kind of stuff.
That would be a cliffhanger done right.
That would be good, yeah.
Yeah. Insert cliffhanger here.
I just winked for audio. Yeah. Incontinence underwear.